全真模拟题四。
Part 1. Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be done at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be done at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 1 minute to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1. Now listen to the passage.
Skin cancer. The skin cancer is one of the most common cancers in the UK and kills more than 2,000 people there each year. Figures from the Cancer Research Center show just how sharply cases have risen in the past 40 years. Back in the mid-70s, just 600 people were diagnosed with the disease each year, compared to almost 6,000 a year in 2010. The rates for older men were 10 times more likely to be diagnosed with skin cancer than their parents, and women were 5 times more likely.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
The skin cancer is one of the most common cancers in the UK. The skin cancer is one of the most common cancers in the UK. And kills more than 2,000 people there each year. And kills more than 2,000 people there each year. Figures from the Cancer Research Center show just how sharply cases have risen in the past 40 years. Figures from the Cancer Research Center show just how sharply cases have risen in the past 40 years. Just how sharply cases have risen in the past 40 years. Back in the mid-70s, just 600 people. Back in the mid-70s, just 600 people. were diagnosed with the disease each year. Compared to almost 6,000 a year in 2010. The rates for older men were 10 times more likely to be diagnosed with skin cancer than their parents. And women were 5 times more likely.
The last reading.
The skin cancer is one of the most common cancers in the UK and kills more than 2,000 people there each year. Figures from the Cancer Research Center show just how sharply cases have risen in the past 40 years. Back in the mid-70s, just 600 people were diagnosed with the disease each year, compared to almost 6,000 a year in 2010. The rates for older men were 10 times more likely to be diagnosed with skin cancer than their parents, and women were 5 times more likely.
Now, you have 1 minute to check through your work. This is the end of Part 1, Dictation. Part 2, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Talk. In this section, you will hear a talk. You will hear the talk once only. While listening, you may look at the task on Answer Sheet 1 and write no more than 3 words for each gap. Make sure what you fill in is both grammatically and semantically acceptable. You may use the blank sheet for note-taking. You have 30 seconds to preview the gap-filling task. Now listen to the talk. When it is over, you will be given 2 minutes to check your work.
The history of video games. Video games have evolved over the past 50 years into one of the most popular forms of modern media entertainment. This week on our program, we explore the history of video games and look at some popular releases from the past years. Early versions of video games were not devices for the average person to play at home. Programmers developed them by using what were then huge university computers. In 1962, a team of students at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology developed a game called Space War. It had a big influence on future games, but it could only be played on a computer at MIT. 10 years later, in 1972, an engineer named Nolan Bushnell and a programmer, Ted Dabney, started the Atari Company in California. Atari produced coin-operated video games. In 2006, Nintendo released its first Wii system. The Wii was not like a traditional video game. It was the first wireless system that could capture the movements of the player's body. This way, people could play sports against the game or against another person without ever leaving the house. These days, Wii systems could be found in retirement homes and community centers. One of Nintendo's aims with the Wii was to make video gaming more social and more popular with wider audiences. But is it healthy to spend so much time playing video games? The Journal of Pediatrics recently published a new study. Researchers studied about 3,000 students in Singapore for 2 years. The study found that children who played video games obsessively had higher rates of depression, social fears, and stress. Of course, that observation alone does not prove that video games cause mental illness. Other studies have linked violence in video games to aggressive behavior. In 1993, American lawmakers pressured the video game industry to develop a rating system. Since then, the industry has rated games based on the age group for which they are considered acceptable. Video games may have their critics, but other experts see them as offering benefits. The Journal of Adolescent Health just published a new study by researchers at Brigham Young University in Utah. The researchers said girls who played video games with a parent behaved better, felt more connected to their families, and had stronger mental health. Said researcher Laura Padilla Walker, "We're guessing it's a daddy-daughter thing, because not a lot of moms said yes when we asked them if they played video games. For boys, playing video games with a parent made no noticeable difference in their behavior." Other studies suggest that video games can be useful in teaching, supporting teamwork, and improving hand-eye coordination. Mobile phones and other devices have created big competition for the handheld video game industry. People might wonder why they need to buy a device like Sony's PlayStation Portable or Nintendo's DS Player. Games that can be downloaded to a phone cost a lot less than games for those handheld players. Sony is working on new handheld game devices. In late January, the company announced its next-generation portable entertainment system. The system does not have a name yet, but it will have a touchscreen, two cameras, and 3G wireless service. The system is expected to be released by the end of the year, offering another example of the continuing evolution of video games. All right, above is what we want to share about video games. If you find any interesting games, let us know on our comment board.
Now, you have 2 minutes to check your work. This is the end of Section A, Talk. Section B, Conversations. In this section, you will hear 2 conversations. At the end of each conversation, 5 questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversations and the questions will be spoken once only. After each question, there will be a 10-second pause. During the pause, you should read the 4 choices of A, B, C, and D, and mark the best answer to each question on answer sheet 2. You have 30 seconds to preview the choices. Now, listen to the conversations. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 5 are based on conversation 1.
Hi, Jane. What are you coming as this year?
Coming as?
Yeah, for Halloween. We have a big office party tomorrow evening. There's a prize for the best costume.
I have to confess, I haven't given it much thought. I'm from China, and Halloween really isn't celebrated there.
Really? You don't have some kind of Chinese ghost festival?
Oh, sure. We have an entire month. In traditional Chinese culture, Ghost Month is a period when the door between this world and beyond opens up, and ghosts come back to Earth for a visit.
Cool. A whole month. What do you do during that month?
Well, people sometimes set off firecrackers. Some people burn paper money as an offering, and many people go to a temple to burn incense.
But no dressing up like ghosts, right?
No. So, is Halloween essentially the same thing as Ghost Month?
Kind of. It actually has its origins in the ancient Celtic New Year. The Celtic people believed that the door between the world of the living and the world of the dead became easier to pass through on October 31st. Over the centuries, many traditions merged to become the modern Halloween festival.
Wow, that's really similar to the Chinese Ghost Month, except that it only lasts a day, not a month.
I love Halloween, but I wouldn't want it to last a whole month.
Why do you love Halloween?
I think it's because Halloween lets me act like a kid again. I can dress up and play around. Halloween is really all about having fun.
So if I come to the party, I have to wear a costume?
You don't have to, but it's strongly encouraged. Come on, it'll be fun.
I'm really quite reserved. The idea of putting on a costume is completely out of character for me.
That's why it's fun. On Halloween, you can forget about everything and just let loose.
So what's the deal? I have to be a vampire or a demon or something?
What's your favorite horror movie?
I actually like Japanese ghost stories. Western horror movies don't scare me. They just make me sick to my stomach. Japanese ghost stories terrify me, though.
Then come as a Japanese ghost. You can wear a white sheet and get a long wig. Push your hair in front of your face and you'd make a great ghost.
How about a witch? I'm a woman, and remember, women like to look nice. I want to be scary, but I want to look good, too.
Sure. You'd make a very attractive witch.
How about you? What are you coming as?
I'm coming as a serial killer. I've got fake blood and a huge fake knife. It's going to be cool.
Sounds like fun. Okay, I'm in.
Wonderful. See you at the party.
Thanks for talking me into it.
You're welcome. Questions 1 to 5 are based on conversation 1.
Question 1. Which is true about the Chinese Ghost Festival?
Question 2. What is the origin of Halloween?
Question 3. Why does the woman hesitate to wear costumes?
Question 4. Which horror movie does the woman like?
Question 5. Which costume is the woman going to wear?
This is the end of conversation 1. Conversation 2. Questions 6 to 10 are based on conversation 2.
This morning, we've got kicking off a new series, New Year, New You. Every January, millions of Americans resolve to stick with diet and get healthy. But research shows more than 80% never follow through. How to beat the odds? Today, nutritionist and author of Your Inner Skinny, Joy Bauer, is here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Nice to be here. And I'll tell you, as a guide and health coach, this is my absolute favorite time of the year because people have ambitious health intentions that they believe in their capabilities and believe that you can do something, which is the key ingredient to success.
But then what happens?
What happens is we feel overwhelmed at the task, so they are kind of going to a state of denial. I don't really need it, and what is a big factor is that a lot of dieting is emotional.
So what's the first step?
You really need to deal with the issue of, do I need this or don't I need this? Not to go into denial. It's to say, it's not just that I like this, I want this, but I really need to do this for me, and take a look at what the unconscious motivations might be for eating, and try to address those as well. It's not just what your diet will be, but, you know, am I sad? Am I angry? Am I having difficulty in some arenas that propel me to eat?
In a sense, what's the motivation for eating?
Exactly, and address that. So this is what we know, thanks to the National Weight Control Registry. 78% of successful dieters eat healthy breakfast every single day. They also weigh themselves at least once a week as a sort of reality check. They watch less than 10 hours of TV per week, and on average, they exercise about an hour a day.
But Joy, a lot of people, I think, when they look at this, they start to panic, like, I can't handle it.
Correct.
How do you deal with it?
You know, what you need to do is break it into bite-sized pieces. So yes, you have your long-term goal, but you also want to have sort of weekly goal. The long-term goal might be, I want to lose 60 pounds, but the weekly goal could be, you know what? I'm not going to eat after a dinner every night this week. Or I want to lose 1 pound this week.
And Joy, you also say, become a fidgety person. What does it mean?
Right. You just want to move more in general. We are talking about forms of exercise. So in other words, walk when you talk, pace around the kitchen when you're on the phone. Instead of having your kids be the errand boys, so to speak, fetch the phone, the mail, the remote control yourself.
Well, some good advice for people who want more information. They can also go on our website, todayshow.com, and get that information. Joy Bauer, thanks so much. Questions 6 to 10 are based on conversation 2.
Question 6. Why is New Year the woman's favorite time?
Question 7. According to the woman, what's the first step when you decide to diet?
Question 8. How long do successful dieters watch TV on average?
Question 9. According to the woman, what might be a long-term goal?
Question 10. What does a fidgety person mean?
This is the end of Conversation 2.
This is the end of Part 2, Listening Comprehension.